Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. And I'm your host for this evening, The Miracle Man. Remember, if you hear a tap, that means refill. Remember? Okay. I just reminded her of my system of something. And that's so we can keep the fluids flowing when my voice is kind of telling me that I should have a drink. As I do, of course, drink Coca-Cola live on the show to advertise for it. You guys are thinking, what kind of guy sits there on his doing a radio program drinking a soda? This guy. I'll sit there, you know, doing the show, talking to all y'all, and I'll be just drinking it here and there. Like, I'll be, when my lips need it, you know, like, I'll take a sip in the middle of what I'm doing. But as they say, oh, what fun the living is. I'm so glad to have you tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be listening to the show. And Trick Treat Win ended a week ago today. 1 week ago today was the last day to collect tickets. However, I did have quite a few freebies to redeem. Today, for example, I redeemed one of my McFlurries. I still have a couple of them left. I think one or two, maybe. And you folks may recall, I had set a goal of a goal to win 3 ice creams. Now, Donna, as you may remember, I had said previously, like with Monopoly, it was 5. Mm-hmm. But it was 3 because there was no one who has many tickets to go around. However, I won 5 McFlurries plus the shake, a shake that I won, which actually means that I doubled my ice cream goal. And I have until Friday the 16th to use up all of my tickets. I still have a couple fries left. I got a Big Mac left. And of course, can't use them all in one sitting or one day, so you can't exactly get a free Big Mac and a free medium fry and just buy the pop. That'd be nice. I would totally do it, because then you'd get a $1 dinner. But it doesn't work that way. They probably have a reason as to why not. But well, folks, those of us here in the mid-Michigan area and points north, they're calling for us 1 to 2, or in some places to the north, as much as 3 entries of the white stuff tomorrow night into Friday morning. I sang a Christmas carol about this stuff last night, but on this program, I'm not even going to talk about the white stuff until after Thanksgiving anymore. Then it's all fun and games. Yep. Excuse me. And by the way, between about Thanksgiving and New Year's is the only time I want the white stuff to be going on or be on the ground. That's about it. After that, warm it up, baby. But that'd be my vote if we got to vote on the weather. I'd like that. But speaking of voting, prayer from folks. We really need to pray. Keep America in our prayers, because based on the way the voting happened, and Michigan was a really big mess yesterday, and here in Michigan, those of us who live here in Michigan, we really need to pray, like, serious, because of who we got and that whole proposal, one that passed that legalized recreational marijuana. I mean, we're really going to have to pray. And we pray Psalm 91 in this state. We can't take it for granted anymore. We can't. Because even though it can only be up to like a certain amount of ounces and stuff, still, it doesn't take that much to get it to where you shouldn't be driving. We really need to just be in prayer after what happened here in Michigan. Yes, in America as well. Although there were a lot of states that did keep their conservative governors or elect new ones. Some others, like Michigan, did not. And the good news is Republicans picked up a few Senate seats. So that is actually really good, because they're the ones who helped pass legislation, because it has to go through the Senate. The good news for that is if, and by the way, this is the only politics you're going to get from me tonight. I'm just explaining something. We'll say Congress. We'll say the Democratic-led House has a bill for a certain thing to do with illegal immigration. Well, it's not something that Trump and the Republicans and the Senate want. What they can do, what will end up happening is it might pass the House fairly. Then it might go into the Senate, where because the Republicans picked up like 3 or 4 seats, it'd make it a bit harder because he goes through the House, then to the Senate. It's got to go through the Senate before it can go to the president's desk, normally, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Probably. Yep. So if it can't make it through the Senate, so this was a referendum on the president. So we're just going to need to keep America in our prayers, pray for the president, and here in Michigan, we just need to pray, period, because that God would open up our eyes and because based on what happened 2 years ago and the president won in this state, I thought we were making progress. But I'm going to close this discussion by saying we just all need to pray. And the prayerfully, you went out and voted and you got your voice heard. I did. Fortunately, many people who cast ballots didn't agree with me. But enough on that. Now, we did just go through daylight saving time, and what do you think about daylight? We did just end daylight saving for the year. What do you think? Do you think we need to just stay on daylight saving year-round and not do the clock switch twice a year?
Oh, yeah.
What's the reason?
I just don't like the change.
Okay. But what's another, like, good proven reason that you can think of then just, I don't like the change? Could be something like the losing the hour of sleep, getting in the back, and could be that even, or maybe something
that
else.
That's probably my biggest thing, is like losing the sleep and then having to get it back later.
What about
adjusting to like how to go through the day without the hour, with the hour?
What about the stuff we might have seen about how it's been shown that it could be messing with some of the medical devices? Have you seen that by chance?
I haven't seen that.
But, so, you'd have to research that for yourself, and then you'd be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I have seen. So, I would support just staying on daylight saving year-round. But my biggest issue with that would be that, like, in December, in some states, you might have kids walking to school at, like, 8:30 a.m. and it's still being dark out.
Yeah.
But that, but so that would be my one issue with that. Other than that, I would say, you know, pretty good. I don't think there'd be more positive to it than negative. You might be more up to have a little bit of at least daylight, you know, once you get off from work or get home. The one negative I could see around the holidays, maybe, would be on the days surrounding Christmas. But even then, it would only affect it by an hour. That, like, if the light started at 5:30, you know, by 5:30, 6 o'clock, it's all lit up. you know, you go to a place like downtown Rochester, Central, it's all lit up. Then the lights might not be really bright if we stayed on daylight saving all year until like 7. And then, depending on when everything closed, you might not have as much time, you know. That makes sense, doesn't it?
That does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so like there, yeah, so it's everything. So you got, so you kind of got to look at the whole picture when determining. Am I going to support it? Am I not going to support it? No, this is not meant to be political. This was just like me and what I think about daylight saving is that it's a good thing. It doesn't necessarily save energy, really, but what it's good for having more daylight later in the day. Because without it, in the summer, some of us in late June would have a hard time because at like 5 a.m. the sun would be coming out.
For sure, yeah.
And even if, you know, you get up at 6:45 to go to work, and by then it's like the sun's been in, almost in your face for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that can make it. So when I look at everything, there's goods and bads to either side. There really is. So what step would I take? Probably daylight saving year round. There you go. All right. Now, where I'm at. So I'm here at McDonald's, here on South Saginaw Road, 1711 South Saginaw to be exact. You'll know when you see the Golden Arches. We are southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. And we are northwest of a Marathon/Admiral gas station. That's where we are. We're on Saginaw Road. You're going, we're on the east side of the street, which is, if you're going south, it's on the right hand. I mean, left hand, if you're going north, it's on the right-hand side of the road. And we're near the middle of the restaurant when you come in. And you can always feel free. Anytime we're here at McDonald's doing a show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can always feel free to come into McDonald's and say hi to me. We're very casual about it, and you can always just come in and say hi. And if you want to chat with me before the show or after the show here at McDonald's, you're very welcome to do that. Because we can totally chat over a Coke or some fries or some ice cream or whatever. Because I love every one of you guys. You folks are awesome. Now, I wanted to let you know the holidays are coming. With that, at McDonald's, it means two things. One of them is holiday pies. The Christmas pies are coming back November 12th in this market. In other markets, you'll want to contact your local McDonald's for information to see. when they come back. But in this market, it's November 12th. It's a pie with a vanilla custard filling. And it is very, 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 very delicious. It's one of my all-time favorite dessert items at McDonald's. And in this market, you can get two for the price of just $1.29 plus tax. Two for $1.29. They used to be two for a dollar, but two for $1.29, still not terrible. And then also, coming back approximately a week later, is the eggnog shake. Not too thick, not too thin. Vanilla ice cream with some eggnog mixed in. With the milkshake with the perfect consistency every single time. Always goes best with a side of fries or by itself. Or with something else. You decide. But both of these will only be available at a McDonald's near you for a limited time. So, why not get on your sleigh and sled on down to your local McDonald's for an eggnog shake or Christmas pie at a McDonald's near you. Get them while they last, because soon, just like Santa, they'll be gone. Only these don't disappear on a certain date. They disappear when supplies run out. But whether they run out on the 22nd of December or earlier, or on January 30th, there's still limited time, both of these items. So get them while they last. They are very delicious. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a couple minutes to talk about the website, how to listen to the show, give the number. Then we're going to get into the Word of God. Then I'm going to exhort you for a few minutes. Then after that, we're going to go to football about 7:20 tonight, because I have a metric ton of football stuff to get to. Okay, not a metric ton, but I got quite a bit. I got my pick six, or I picked the six games, and then there's some other football that I'd like to touch on as well. So, listeners, I want to encourage you. Word of mouth is very positive. It's awesome. Word of mouth. I want you listeners to go out there and be an advertisement for the show. Tell people near and far that you know about the show. Why don't you tell them, you know, so maybe you're at work, maybe you're at the Thanksgiving table or something. You can say, so I've been listening to this awesome talk show lately on Blog Talk Radio. They'll ask, what is it? You know, and you can tell them. It's this broadcast. It's called The Preacher and the Miracle Man. And what they do is, it's a show that is extremely unique. You can tell them, you know, that this guy does it at a McDonald's by his house. And what I'll do is he'll start off by doing a monologue. You know, where he talks about, you know, whatever he's up to. Then he opens up the Word of God and reads the Bible. And sometimes he'll sing a song. And then he gets to talking about sports for a bit. And it's awesome. Are you into sports? The show's for you. Do you love talking about food? The show's for you. Are you turned on to Jesus? Do you know him and love him with all your heart? Then the show's for you. That's how you can be a mouthpiece and get people involved. And
6 pieces of medium
fries
with honey.
No, just me.
And it is awesome. So here's exactly what you can tell them. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, the website is blogtalkradio.com. All one word. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. That's Upfront Entertainment, okay? After you've done all that, you'll see a link. The link we want you to click on, it says Live in Large. After you've clicked on that, there's a little bubble. This little bubble says Preacher and Miracle Man. I want you to also, we have a follow button once you get on there. We want you to smash that follow button. Hit that thing. Because what's going to happen then is you're going to get notified when we get ready to do our shows. So Monday at 6:30, just like tonight, I'll be back here. We'll be doing a show. And then Tuesday night, Wednesday night of next week, same thing. And we're just going to keep carrying on. And I want to let you guys know, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. And we really do mean that. Around here. I really do mean that. In addition, we're real people. We have real problems, but we serve a real God who is well able to help us and deliver us. So he cares about us. He loves us. Amen. Now, every episode we've done prior to this, as well as this one when it's done, it's all archived. So you'll be able to go back and listen to these shows that we've done, including the ones I did last year. Because I've done about 250 now, or so, 245 episodes. And you can maybe take a look and see, maybe, what are some of the differences in the football I picked this year compared to last year? Or would you preach on for sure on a certain date? You'll be able to find out. You'll be able to take a look at that. As yes, we really have evolved. Speaking of the football and the picks, this past week was the first time that I know of in the history of this program that I want a perfect 6-0 on my picks. Isn't that incredible?
That is.
That I, not that it took so long, but not, you know, because it really is rare that you can do that. But what's crazy is that I actually got them all right. That's what you meant.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that I got them all. Because there's been a couple other times that I was extremely close, and then one team disappointed me or whatever. And one of those times, I wanted the team to lose. What I mean is I wanted the team to win, but picked them to lose because they had been struggling or something. But then they won anyway, so I still got it wrong. That happened once. And so I was 5-1. This time, though, I was actually 6-0. And those picks, along with nicknames, courtesy of Senil Swami, will be coming your way a bit later on. And so, with that, it's been a while on the show since we've played the spirit, but let's play the spirit first. Come on, folks, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord to fill you right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, we come to you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on our life. Thank you that you lead us and guide us wherever we go in this life. And I thank you for these listeners who have made the choice to come on the program and listen to what you have to say through me. I thank you that these listeners have ears that are ready to hear and a heart that is ready to receive the word and understand. Yes, Lord. Yes. I thank you that their minds are alert, their hearts are receptive, and they're just ready and willing and able to listen to me. And Lord, I thank you that tonight, Father, that you would use me as an oracle, as I will say what you have me say, Lord. And I give you permission to interrupt me in any way you want to tonight, at any time throughout this program. I'll give you full course, and you'll be able to do what you will in this program tonight. And Lord, I confess over this show that finances come to this program, new equipment comes to this program, more and more new listeners come to this program, God, in the name of Jesus. Increases all the time. And also, Lord, sponsors and partners will come on board who want to help me do your work and who love sports and love, you know, the Coca-Cola, and who love, most importantly, they love you, Father, as we do this for you. And Lord, I thank you that souls come to this program. Many, many, many souls that are in dire need of you in this great last days. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Just check time. All right, 7:06. We're not doing terrible, but we got to get going. So, let's go to Judges chapter 4. Then Judges chapter 4. And we'll take a look and see what God has for us this evening. We'll see what God has for us this evening. For the next few minutes. Sorry about that. Just getting something fixed again. And I want to encourage you folks to please follow along. Yes, I'm praying, you pray. I sing, you sing. I'm studying. You go ahead and study along with me in your Bible. Actually, you know what? Let's go to Judges 5 tonight. Let's go to 5. Judges 5. And we'll study the words for a few minutes. Hallelujah. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this song. When the princes in Israel take the lead, when the people willingly offer themselves, praise the Lord. Hear this, you kings. Listen, you rulers. I will sing to the Lord. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. O Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the land of Edom, the earth shook, the heavens poured, the clouds poured down water, the mountains quaked before the Lord. The one of Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the roads were abandoned. Travelers took to winding paths. Village life in Israel ceased until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel when they chose new gods. War came to the city gate, and not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with Israel's princes, of the willing volunteers among the people. Praise the Lord. And who ride on white donkeys, you who ride on white donkeys sitting on your saddle blankets, and you who walk along the road, consider the voice of the singers at the watering places. They recite the righteous acts of the Lord. The righteous acts of his warriors in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the city gate. Wake up, wake up. Deborah, wake up, wake up. Break out in song. Arise, O Barak. Take captive your captives, O son of Abinoam. Then the men who were left came down to the nobles. The people of the Lord came to men with the mighty. Some came from Ephraim, whose roots were in Amalek. Benjamin was with the people who followed you. From Mekeb, captains came down from Zebulun, those who bear a commander's staff. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah. Yes, Issachar was with, another page, Barak, rushing from him into the valley. In the districts of Reuben, there was much searching. There was much searching of heart. Why did you stay among the captives to hear the whistling of the flock? In the districts of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan. And Dan, why did he linger by the ships? Asher remained on the coast, and he stayed in his coves. The people of Zebulun, they risked their very lives, and so did Naphtali on the hearts of the field. Kings came, they fought. The kings of Canaan fought at Shemesh by the waters of Megiddo, but they carried off no silver, no plunder. From the heavens the stars fought. From their courses they fought against Assyria. The river Kishon swept them away. The age-old river, the river Kishon. March on, my soul. She's strong. Then thundered the horses, horns galloping, galloping from his mighty steed. Curse Morona, said the angel of the Lord. Curse its people badly, because they did not come to help the Lord, to help the Lord against the mighty. Most blessed of women, the Jael, the wife of Heber, the Canaanite, most blessed of dwelling women. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. In a loud fit, up for nobles, she brought him pure dairy milk. Her hand reached for the tent peg. Her right hand for the woman's hammer. And she struck Sisera, and she crushed his head. And she shattered and pierced his temple. At her feet, he sank and fell. There he lay. At her feet, he sank and he fell. Where he sank, there he fell dead. through the window, pierced Sirius' mother behind the Luxus, and she cried out, "Why is Kyriot Salarden coming? And why is the clatter of his chariot delayed?" And the wisest of her ladies answer her, "Indeed, she keeps saying to herself, are they not finding and devoting the skills, a girl or two for each man, colorful garments as plunder for Syria, colorful garments highly embroidered garments for my neck, all which you plunder. I may all your enemies, person, O Lord, but may they now love you. May they who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength. Then the land had peace for 40 years. All right. We're going to get into Gideon next time, but for tonight, I just want to say, so they sang that song unto the Lord, and that was pretty cool. And she, Deborah, she feared God. She loved him with all her heart and everything she had. And next time, we're going to go into Gideon on Monday. But for tonight, I'm just going to pray. And then we're going to get into football. Dear Heavenly Father, I mean, we're going to get into some other sports too, but football is the main focus. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for these great people who have chosen to listen to this program. I thank you that these people have received something from you tonight. I thank you that we all have faith in you, that you will do what you said in your word. And I thank you that you will just live in great peace and great joy through you and in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. In the middle of a 4-game losing skid, their next game is, I believe, against the forget what it's against, but it's in a couple days. The Pistons, who started out 4-0, then they go on a 4-game losing skid. Two of the losses are to the Celtics, but those other two losses, I don't know what those were about. I really don't know what those were about. But they're going to need to step it up, because I was really hoping that it was going to be a great year for the Pistons. I really was. And hopefully it can still be, if they can get out of the skid. Red Wings get a good game last night, as they went 2-1 in a shootout So the Red Wings have been playing a little bit better, thankfully. That's good to see when they do. All right. It is now time for dun 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 da 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 dun 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 dun. Hello again and welcome, football fans, to another episode of Football Central, as we come to you live on every Monday and Wednesday night. We've been doing this for 11 weeks now. It's hard to believe that there's only a couple weeks left in college football. Also, only a couple weeks left for high school football in Michigan for the playoff teams that make it that far. After that, other than college bowl games, we have just NFL. So, some headlines. Midland has a very big game down in Walled Lake this weekend. Also in high school, you have Clarkston with a very important regional championship game down in Lapeer. There are also other important regional championships on the line for other schools. So now, Michigan at Rutgers and Ohio State takes on Michigan State. And NFL, we have the Detroit Lions taking on the Bears. The Bears. And Carolina Panthers taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. All of that, as well as some extra games, coming up. But before we get into any of that, let me just remind you that football, every Football Central is always brought to you by Dairy Queen. Always fueled by Dairy Queen. And they invite you to come taste flavors of fall at your local Dairy Queen. And also, a reminder that November 10th is Saturday, so you can swing by your local Dairy Queen on Saturday the 10th to get your Blizzard for only $1.35 or whatever it is, plus tax. And I'm excited about it. All right. High school football. Let's start with Clarkston at Lapeer. And Clarkston versus Lapeer. Clarkston and Lapeer have met together, let me think here, 17, 16, 16, 14. Four times. Lapeer has only been merged east and west for 5 years. And Clarkston has already played Lapeer four times. Clarkston is 4-0. And let me analyze this before I just go around picking things. Excuse me. Clarkston started off undefeated, 6-0. Then they suffered a loss to Oxford. By the way, Oxford was Lapeer's last victim, as they beat Oxford. Then they got a win against Lake Orion, but then Clarkson fell to Oak Park. Both of those were at home. Clarkston has a lot of good athletes on their team. Very big players, very big playmakers. I've actually watched Clarkston play before twice. Both of these were last year, though. And Lapeer has never made it past the regional final. They made it a few years ago, but they fell to Romeo. Or as Son of Swami likes to call him when he picks them in a game, wherefore art thou? Wherefore art thou? From Romeo and Juliet. So, what do I see? Well, Lapeer had a very good year so far. But aside from Davidson and a couple other opponents, in the regular season at least, it was kind of an easy year. But also kind of challenging, too. Clarkston, they have two losses, but in the last 5 years, Clarkston hasn't made the regional three times, and they have won all of them, 3-0 in regionals. So they got experience through their head coach, helping them with that. And what do I think? It's time for the pick. Last train to Clarksville, 28. Thunderstorm, 22. Yes, their mascot is, in Lapeer, is the Lightning. So that's exactly why I called Lapeer Thunderstorm. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
All right. And as an FYI, that is a MHSAA Division 1, Region 2 final. This is in Lapeer, Friday night, 7. Let's go to Division 2. In Division 2, what do we have here? Oh, by the way, I should let you know, first of all, who the winner of this will get next week. The winner of Division 1, Region 2 gets. They actually get the winner of Saline versus Rockford. To be honest with you, I think Saline's going to get that one. Rockford is 5-4. So, actually, they went 5-4 regular season, and then they went 2-0 in the playoffs, so they are actually 7-4. Saline is 10-1, but I think Saline's going to win, and I imagine they'll probably, if Clarkson wins this, like I'm predicting they will, it would be Saline versus Clarkson. Presumably, probably in something like Novi or something, like where Clarkston played Detroit Catholic Central last year. Although Catholic Central already lost to West Bloomfield. Division 2. Midland. I thought I was going to have to wait until next year, but after week one, I was like, maybe not. After week one, I was feeling good about Midland making the playoffs, making regionals. after week one of the playoffs, that is. Midland, 8-3. Traveling to Walled Lake Western, also 8-3. For a Region 2 final in Division 2. Friday night, 7 o'clock, Walled Lake Western High School football field. What do I see? Two teams, 8-3. Midland. We actually have, even though we have a lot of seniors on our team, we've gotten a lot of great things from some key players who are not seniors. Max Fisher, two X's in his name. Pretty cool. Like Max Summum kicker. Max MAXX Summum kicking power. I like that.
I do too.
I didn't come up with the double X. It's in his name. Go find it. And he started off not doing so great the first couple weeks, and then he's really stepped it up ever since. Midland has really stepped it up compared to what they were the first part of the season. Me and Donut were at the Midland game. We had to play at Northwood because of the press box. And I remember Vaughn was thinking, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs if they keep this up. Remember?
Yeah, he was.
Look at them now. They're getting a lot better now. They're on as far as, and they have a sophomore at quarterback. They have Eli Gordon, who is a sophomore on the defensive line, who's made some key plays for us, including intercepting Dow's final pass of the original Midland Dow game this year. He intercepted Dow's pass, a sophomore did it. And I was thinking, you know, as we went through the playoffs, I was like, man, he's going to do that. I'm pretty excited. I'm thinking we could go some places the next couple of years. So here we are going to Walled Lake. And when I get home tonight, I'm going to go look at Walled Lake Western's roster. Going to see how big they are as far as the size of those kids. The starters, along with their grades. No, not how are they doing in school. I mean, what grade are they in? Are they sophomores, freshmen, juniors, or are they seniors? They are 6-3. They spent regular season 8-3 overall, just like Midland. But when I look at things, I have to be for sure that Dow's kids are, that Walled Lake Western's kids are probably bigger, because it's just how it is down there when with football players in general. Dow suffered a huge 35-14 setback against Walled Lake Western back in 15 in the regional final. Also, that Walled Lake Western. What do I think this time? I see a Midland team who's tried to improve, tried to have less mistakes. No, it hasn't been perfect. Dow was giving us some trouble last week until we finally got it right and pulled away. I'm sure you saw the replay of some of that, or you heard about it, didn't you?
Yeah.
About how Dow was giving us some trouble.
Yeah.
And when you got a young quarterback like that, you're going to suffer some of that stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
But once you got him figured out, either next year or the year after, I could see Midland going some places.
Okay.
For sure.
Right.
But I mean being able to get to that place with at least two playoff home games. I'm feeling like at least.
I think that you're right.
Yep. So, both have the same record. One of Walled Lake Western's losses was to South Lyon in the regular season. South Lyon beat them in the regular season, but then Bald Lake Western really put them down 35-14 last week. So, can Midland, the Comets, can they play up to that level of Bald Lake Western? That size, that speed. If I'm Coach Mettner, I want to see several seconds every play of intensity from my players. Bald Lake Western's got the ball. I want to see them just going after that thing and doing what they got to do to stop them. Just give it their best effort. For them, this is like almost like that college entry exam, but for football.
Right.
So you're thinking, how are you going to do? So show up ready to play. You can just have that mindset. Even if we do lose, I'm not saying that we will or won't. I'm going to do a prediction, though, in a minute. But so that even if we do lose, we'll be able to minimize how much it's got. So maybe it could be a 7-point spread instead of a 21-point spread like it was with South. Or, hopefully, we can get a win. And I tell you, that would be awesome to get a win. So, it's going to be a cold one. It's going to be a cold one, but football players have played in the cold before. It's football. So, if you're Midland and you fall, you cannot use the cold as an excuse.
No.
You can't.
No.
Because in high school, everybody plays outside. So, here's the pick. Wild Lake Western, 34. Comets, 29. Midland, according to this pick, Midland would end its season at 8-4. So another good year, two straight winning seasons in a row. And 41 of their last 43 would have been winning seasons. The only two losing ones in that stretch would have been a 40 or 42. The only losing seasons in that stretch were 14 and 16. So, the winner of that game, Midland Wild Lake Western, will play the winner of Muskegon Montrose versus Portage Northern. This one being played at Mona Shores in Muskegon. If it's Midland versus Mona Shores, I have every right to assume that it's probably going to be somewhere like Big Rapids, maybe Lansing, maybe Landona. I'm thinking the only two places they could play it at being on the route without, for a neutral site, if you get it too close to one of them, you'd be gerrymandering a game, kind of like how people claim that districts are gerrymandered, you know?
Yeah.
So if you put it in Mount Pleasant, it almost feel like gerrymandering it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or if you put it in Grand Rapids, same thing. Or if you put it in something like Big Rapids or something, then it's kind of a bit more well equal. Both had to drive about as far.
Right.
Maybe Muskegon closer by just a little bit, but
yeah, just a tad bit,
but it'd be more equalized.
Right.
So for Midland, that's probably what we'd be looking at. is probably something like Big Rapids, Lansing, something like that, that we would play the winner of Portage Northern or Marshalls. And by the way, if it is Portage Northern, if they upset Warner Shores, then it would make totally good sense that it would be in a place like Lansing.
Yeah.
Because it's totally on the route and it is about halfway. Even though Portage might be a tad bit closer to Lansing than what Midland is, but it'd be still equal, you know.
Right.
So that's what it would look like for Region 2 would play Region 1, and then Region 4 would play Region 3. That's how it is in all the divisions when you get to semifinals. All right, let's go up to college. No, we're not going to class. We're talking about football. What's up this weekend? Well, for Michigan is going to Rutgers to take on the Rutgers team who has not done so well this year. They actually haven't done good in a very long time. And Michigan has been doing an awesome job ever since their first loss to Notre Dame. Ever since then, they've been undefeated. They've been playing with a different mindset. They've just been rolling, running the table. At this point, I think if Michigan beats Ohio State, they deserve to be in the college football playoff. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Especially ever since that week one, they can show that Michigan has just been playing really good. They've just been working. My only concern is the penalties. They've got to cut down on the penalties. But other than that, they've been really just working hard. I've been impressed with Shea Patterson. He's done awesome things for us. A lot of the pundits and such who talk about these games didn't think Michigan would be quite where they are.
Right.
They didn't. But look at us go now. We're moving them around. And it's really been fun to watch. It really has been. And I suspect that Saturday will be no different. As it's a 3:30 game at Rutgers. And give me Michigan 38, the Rut 14. And the Rut is pretty fitting because Rutgers has been in a rut for a long time when it comes to football. Unlike Michigan, who has finally come back. You know, it's the comeback state, the comeback team, you know. Let's go to Michigan State. Michigan State has to play that team from that state down south on Saturday at 12 o'clock. And I like how Michigan State has really gotten back to work since that loss against Michigan. They knew they had to fix some things at Michigan State. They're doing a lot better. So I give them a lot of props for that. But they're taking on an Ohio State team that beat Nebraska, but they had to survive a scare from them. And Ohio State's working to get back to where they were. Will they get back to where they are? It'll depend probably on what they do with Michigan. But they will have to beat Michigan State, of course, to get there. And what do I think? Last year, Michigan State just got punished by Ohio State. They got totally throttled. But You asked me what was your biggest disappointment of the Michigan State last season as a fan from Michigan. I would say watching Ohio State just totally beat the living daylight out of Michigan State as they were destroyed 48-3. I don't think it'll be 48-3 this year by any means. In fact, I think Michigan State learned a lot of lessons from that. I think you're going to see Michigan State a lot more competitive. You're going to see Ohio State not being able to put up some of the numbers that they've been able to put up in many of their other games. I think Michigan State's defense is going to do its job and keep the points down. But in the end, here's what I'm thinking. No Ohio, 27. Izzo, 22. So 27-22, much more competitive. But I still think Ohio State's going to win and beat Michigan State. And some of the biggest rivalries for college football will be coming up in the next couple weeks, like the Iron Bowl, Alabama and Auburn. The game, Michigan at Ohio State, among a lot of other key ones that you'll be seeing in the next couple weeks. And then bowl season will be coming up after that. So, let's move on to the NFL. The first game of the weekend I want to talk about is the Panthers versus the Steelers in Pittsburgh tomorrow night, 8:30, Thursday Night Football. You can watch the game on Yahoo Sports or on national TV. What do I think? What do I see? I see Carolina, who has been doing awesome, wonderful. And then I see Pittsburgh, who's just been good. What do you mean? What, you say Miracle Man, what do you mean? Just good. Not the greatest, not the best, but not bad either. Good. Struggled at times, but they've also been really good at times. Have the Steelers. Times their defense has struggled, other times it's been really good. But the Panthers, they've been just getting it done ever since their only loss of the year, which is to the Falcons, which was in Atlanta, by the way. And so, what do I see? I see a really good game tomorrow night. Competitive. I think you'll see Pittsburgh play well. They're at home. Ben Roethlisberger doing his thing. But you'll have to stop the Panthers first. You're going to have to stop the Panthers. You're going to have to get a hold of Cam Newton. You're going to have to. The Steelers want to win that game. But I don't think they'll do it. So, Pink Panther, 26. Man of Steel, 23. In overtime. So, let's move over to on Sunday, the Lions I wish they were like that. Right now, they're more like, I don't even think they're meowing right now. They're just sleeping.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yep, uh-huh. They're just sleeping all day. They're just sleeping on the field, and the only time they wake up, they're just saying, oh! They basically, they're that guy who basically just wakes up to go run to the fridge to get a drink of water and then sprints back to bed. They're basically that guy, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing right now. Because you get down there in the red zone and then you don't score any points.
Right.
That's what they're like right now. But you have the Lions taking on the Bears down there at Soldier Field in downtown Chicago Sunday 1:00. You can listen to the game on Z93 in this area. In Detroit, it's on 760 WJR. In other areas, in other markets, it is different stations. What I see is the Lions special teams must improve. It must improve now. They fired their special teams coach, so hopefully they can work on that, getting better play out of some of their special teams players. They'll need to work on that. They want to have any chance of winning on Sunday at all. They're going to have to fix that. They're going to have to protect Stafford also, because you can't sack Stafford 11 times and expect the Lions to win. You can't. So, with that in mind, what do I see? The Bears, 30. Lie down, 20. You Lions fans can dislike me all I want, but I'm calling them lie down because that's how they've been playing lately. If they were playing a lot better and they were playing like how they should have been playing with Matt Patricia being the coach and all that good stuff, then I could say Goliath or something awesome like that. But since they're not, Sniff. Also, so with that, once again, before I close up, here are my picks again. Walled Lake Western over Midland. Clarkston over Lapeer. Michigan over Rutgers. Ohio State over Michigan State. Carolina over Pittsburgh. And Chicago Bears over the Lions. Patriots. They're still doing awesome things. They play the Cowboys. Monday Night Football. I can't believe the game they're putting on Monday Night Football. It's the Giants versus the 49ers. Two teams who haven't even done very well this year.
Yeah.
So I don't get why they do that. Because Monday Night Football should be good teams that are on it. Not teams who are like laughing stocks of the league. Because
mm-hmm.
Because right now you got the 49ers who only have two wins, and they're just not really doing so well. But with that, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or come near our dwelling, because you, Jesus, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no drugged driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, sickness, disease, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. Sure love you. I'll see you all on Monday. And until then, God first, God always. So long, everybody.